From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister Wednesday and declared that her nation will make it through its current problems.
We are living through an important moment in our country's history. Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know, because we're Great Britain, that we will rise to the challenge.
Ms. May named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary, Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond as finance minister, and Amber Rudd as home secretary. David Davis will take the newly formed job of minister in charge of negotiations with the EU on Brexit. Those talks are expected to take as long as 2 years. That was the sound as funerals were held for three of the five police officers killed in last week's sniper attack in Dallas, Texas. Hundreds of law enforcement officials paid their last respects to their fallen comrades. The three men were among the five officers gunned down last Thursday by a Black Army veteran who targeted white policemen. President Barack Obama hosted more than 4 hours of dialogue at the White House Wednesday on racial issues. Among those participating, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, NAACP President Cornell Brooks, other elected officials, police chiefs from several major cities, and activists representing the Black Lives Matter movement and several religious leaders. The president said he wanted to bring people into the room with different perspectives to listen to each other. For more on that story and other news of the day, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. A key commander with the Islamic State group has died in battle, according to an IS-linked media organization. The AMAC news agency said Wednesday Abu Omar al-Shishani, also known as Omar the Chechen, was killed in the town of Shirkwat. The U.S. military has deployed about 40 soldiers to South Sudan's capital following days of fighting there that has left hundreds of people dead and has raised fears of renewed civil war. The military's Africa Command says the troops were sent to Juba to safeguard the U.S. embassy and to carry out a State Department order for non-essential personnel to leave the country. The United Nations peacekeeping chief, meanwhile, is urging the Security Council to consider imposing an arms embargo on South Sudan. Margaret Bashir reports.
Hervé Ladsous asked Security Council members, who have been reluctant to impose an arms embargo in the past, to reconsider it now. He also repeated the Secretary General's call for additional targeted sanctions on leaders and military commanders who are obstructing peace.
The never-ending cycle of violence, of devastating violence, of South Sudan must come to an end now.
The Security Council will consider in the coming days whether to impose an arms embargo and how to respond to a regional request for more troops and equipment for the UN mission in South Sudan. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
New public opinion polling in key U.S. states shows Republican Donald Trump gaining ground on Democrat Hillary Clinton. The Quinnipiac University poll finds Trump surging ahead of Clinton in Florida and Pennsylvania and remaining tied with her in Ohio. Campaigning in Illinois, Clinton describes Trump's candidacy as a threat to the country.
We are watching it become the party of Trump. And that's not just a huge loss for our democracy. It is a threat to it.
Nationally, an average of various polls shows Clinton with about a 4-point lead over Trump. The NATO-Russia Council met Wednesday in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the meeting addressed the crisis in Ukraine.
There was not a meeting of minds today, but it was an opportunity to clarify our positions and to exchange views on the crisis in Ukraine.
The Council was set up 14 years ago to help avert crises between NATO nations and Russia. The Taliban is dismissing as empty talk a U.S. military announcement that it would base hundreds of extra troops close to Afghanistan and that the troops would be ready to deploy to the war zone if needed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.